This call is being recorded.
Yeah, Michael Simonson found a doctor that was willing to testify on my behalf, but he needed to speak with the lawyer representing me. And so after I got the phone number from you, I left a voicemail yesterday evening. Obviously still haven't heard back, but I've called David Jones, the person representing me, multiple times before, and received no call back. Also sent emails and received no response. So I don't know if he'll actually respond or not, but doing everything I can.
Yeah, I suspect not. I suspect he's not even going to respond to my letter unless the judge orders a response.
Yep. If I don't hear back from him by tomorrow, I'll call Michael and tell him that I haven't heard a response back and give him the contact information for the lawyer and see if he can do anything, but... because if there's a doctor willing to testify on my behalf and I get no response from the attorney and can't have him testify, then it's pretty much my word, a regular civilian or whatever we'd be called, a patient, versus social workers and doctors that don't have the slightest interest in me and just want to do what they want to do, basically electrocute me until I'm a non-person. Or dead. With three life-threatening blood clots, even if they weren't caused from the electroconvulsive torture. I would imagine that's very risky to do with three blood clots, because you're forcing somebody to convulse with an IV in them, and if they've already got blood clots, could send one to the brain or the lungs or the heart.
Right. Yeah, and blood clots are a known adverse effect of electroshock.
Yep. And I've already got memory loss up the wazoo and cognitive impairment that's fairly significant.
Right.
If I had social worker and guardian conservators that actually cared about me, it would be a fast track to get me back to work as a software engineer for the company that I was working for before as an old friend. But because I'm stuck in facilities that just want to electrocute me, and I mean, this is literally a prison environment. I mean, half the people here are on probation or something similar to that, which I'm obviously not. They have the allegations that I threatened to blow up a building, which I adamantly deny that I ever did that because I didn't. And then taken completely out of context, me expressing emotion saying, this isn't a threat or anything, but I really despise your officers and there's at least one that I'd love to kill. And that got taken as a threat and printed all in the papers and slandered my name and everything else. Without saying that that's what I said, just said that I was threatening officers and threatened to blow up my building and made me lose my apartment, my vehicle, everything pretty much.
Right. Well, right. It was not a wise thing to say, though.
No. No, definitely not.
Yeah.
But I actually thought cops are good and actually give a shit and that kind of thing, but not the first time I've been mistaken about stuff like that.
Well, like everything else, there's variations.
Yep.
You know, and then you know, they have jobs to do. So
yep.
All right. Well, you have my number, right, still?
Yep, I still have your number.
All right, I'm going to try and get, I'm going to stop the recording.
Recording stopped.